Week two of our Care Coaches Insight programs continuing here tonight, and we're on to Atchison County. Girls coach Andrew Eckert joining us here. It's brought to you by L&L Construction, Taco John's, and Exchange Bank. Coach, I know it's a lot to dissect here in the first couple weeks of the season. You know, things not going the way you would probably like at this point, but we are seeing some improvements. You know, we'll talk about the most recent game against Sabetha in a moment, but, you know, last week, and, you know, with the numbers being down, you got girls playing both JV and varsity. You know, we talked a little bit off air, maybe fatigue, you know, kind of settling in for some of these girls that are really trying to get in on this for the very first time. So, you know, a loss against Horton, you know, you follow that up with that Saturday game against Riverside, you know, going back to back the way you did, and, you know, just kind of talking about that aspect and girls playing a lot of quarters over a 2-day stretch.
Yeah, it's quite a lot for them, but I think with like you said, our low numbers, but we also have like younger girls. I think they need to get as much playing time as possible. So, yeah, playing six quarters Tuesday and then six quarters Friday, and then turning around trying to play a varsity game versus a team that's very physical in Riverside and fast. Not the best scenario for us, but regardless, our girls, you know, they're getting better. They're learning from these experiences because for a lot of these girls, this is the first time they're seeing a lot of stuff that's thrown at them. So, but they're responding well.
Yeah, and I know you've talked about just kind of slowly growing, seeing those improvements. It is very early in the season, and we got a lot to play. But just from your aspect as the head coach, you know, things aren't going your way here through the first couple of weeks. You know, are you finding it, you know, as a challenge, keeping the girls engaged? Do you even have to worry about that? Girls are still ready to come in and play. You know, just from the head coaching aspect, just trying to keep these girls on track and keeping them in the improving department, you know, as we kind of move forward here.
Honestly, I think that's probably the biggest challenge for any coach, whether you're, you know, having a good season or not, because basketball is a long season. It's grueling. It takes a good chunk of our, you know, it's winter basically. It's November to late February, early March. And sometimes even the good teams can get sidetracked at times. So, yeah, it's definitely, especially with the young team going from a junior high season where it's like a month and a half to having to play that long, it's going to be a challenge, but I think these girls are wanting to be good. They're working hard. And like I said, we've seen a lot of improvements from especially our freshmen, already in the four games we've played. So I look forward to hopefully if they're staying engaged, staying positive, I for sure am. We'll see big improvements going down the road.
Yeah, and we got a couple more games here before we hit the holiday break in that 2-week stretch where you have a little bit of time off and some extra practice time. But a good team you guys are going to see on Friday night at home, Donovan West. You know, they're a top 10 team right now in the 2A classification. They've played some quality games here early on this season. What's kind of the expectations for the matchup against D-West on Friday?
Just like it's been for all the other games, you know, we're getting these girls experience against things they haven't seen. You know, that D-West is a team that presses really well. They really run really good offense. And for our, you know, young girls to see that and hopefully learn from it, I think is the biggest thing, you know. And our seniors are doing a good job of helping those young girls learn and staying positive for them because they know it's growing pains. Because when they were sophomores playing varsity, they went through the same thing. So, but yeah, D-List, they're always good. They got a program there that just keeps on running. So we look forward to playing them though.
Andrew Eckert joining us, Atchison County girls basketball coach, coming off the loss to Sabetha on a Tuesday. They're back to it at home on Friday, taking on Donovan West, and then one more tilt next week against Valley Falls before we hit the holiday break next week. Coach, as always, appreciate the few minutes. We'll talk to you one more time next week before that holiday break.
Yeah, sounds good. Thanks, Brian.